Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Sean, are we back live on the air?
Yes, we are.
Wow, I hate when that happens, when we don't get that feed. That drives me crazy. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, and get this, Tampa and St. Pete, you're joining us. Sarasota, Florida, you're joining us. We've got a great program lined up for you today. Kathy Jackson, author of The Cornered Cat, my co-author and good friend and editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, is in the studio with us. We're here in Pittsburgh, live from the 101.5 WORD studios, right after the close of the NRA annual 148th annual meeting, or 140th annual meetings earlier today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's good to be here.
Marty Hayes, president of the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network, is also joining me in the studio. Marty, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and we've got a lot of members in Florida, so if any of them are listening, hi from the president.
Hi from the president. That's a beautiful thing. We love it. Yeah, Florida's. We've got a number of stations listening to us in Florida right now.
Yes.
So and we'll talk with you a little bit more. We discussed in the previous hour some of the things about what happens when you have to defend your life and some of the things that you need to know in order to avoid prosecution. And of course, we can never know all the answers to that because we don't know every prosecutor and what they're thinking, and every situation is different. But
right. That is our goal in the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network, is to prevent the unmeritorious prosecutions of our members.
Bingo. And that's exactly what you need to know if you've made the decision to carry a firearm, if you are thinking about making the decision to carry a firearm for your personal defense and your personal protection. Phone numbers, if you want to participate on the program, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AARMark will bring you into the studio, and Sean is monitoring the Twitter feed. Yeah, baby, Twitter, you got to love that. Sean, do we get Twitters in here? Do we get tweeted? What's the word I use? Do we get tweeted?
Tweets.
Yes,
tweets.
We get tweets.
I think it's better to get tweets than to get twits.
Okay, all right.
Things considered.
I like sweets more than tweets.
Oh, there
okay.
You go.
Because sometimes you just, what is it? Sometimes this person talks to me and I can't see him, but I know he's there.
I'm always here.
He talks to me on my radio.
Yes.
Okay, he just doesn't tell me whether they're tweets or twits or whatever there. But that's okay. Feel free to contact us online, mark@armedamericanradio.org, 877-956-9566, twitter.com/AARMark. We would love to talk with you about some of the things we're talking about today, and that is your right to put a firearm in a holster anywhere on your body that's comfortable for you and use it to defend your life if necessary. When the chips come down, hopefully they never do, but you have the right, don't you, Kathy?
Yes, you do.
Exercise
Absolutely.
The right. If you don't exercise the right, it's what? Lost.
It's true.
It happens.
There is no functional difference between a right you don't have and a right you don't use. There's
Great
no
point.
Functional difference.
Guess who's joining the program with us in this hour? We're going to have David Kodria, and I believe David is on the phone with us right now. David Kodria has just busted open the ATF story, Marty. And it's one that needs to be cracked open like an egg.
Yeah, unfortunately, we may have to let Fox News do it, but that'll be okay.
Well, it was CBS.
Say, it's CBS.
You're
CBS.
Right. Atkinson,
you are absolutely right.
Let's bring David in. David, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. You're back on. It's great to have you with us. How are you today, my friend?
Mark, I'm wonderful. It was so nice to see you again last night, and very nice to meet Kathy in person.
Well, thank you very much. It's always great to see you.
Yeah, David, I have long been a fan of your work. It was great to finally get to meet, put a face with the name.
Oh, thank you. So many people said so many nice things to me last night, and I was really expecting it at some point to get sucker punched, but everything went off without a hitch. So
hey, David.
Wait. You got an award of some sort last night.
He did.
I do believe it was from
Second Amendment Foundation event. And David, tell us about that, and then we'll tell. First of all, I want to comment that you weren't going to get sucker punched. You were in very friendly territory last night.
It was very rewarding, especially to see some of the players actually knew my name. And I said, you know, that's pretty cool in itself. So we were very happy. But, yeah, Colonel Robert Brown of Soldier of Fortune magazine gave an award. I've got it framed right now. I just stuck it up on my wall. Soldier of Fortune Second Amendment Freedom Fighter Award for 2011, and it wasn't just me. I'd like to clarify that it was also to my colleague Mike Vanderbo of Sipsey Street Irregulars, who was part and parcel and very, very critical in breaking the Project Gunwalker story. Mike actually had the first thing out about it in late December of 2010. Also Dave Workman, also they gave an award to Cheryl Atkison of CBS News. She unfortunately was not able to make it to last night's ceremony, and we're wondering what the network will say if she puts the plaque up on her wall.
Wait a minute.
That was amazing when they did that, too, because everybody looked at each other last night and said, including Alan Gottlieb and Alan Guru, who was there. Let's not forget that Alan Guru won the Heller decision and the McDonald decision and is fighting other cases now. He's going to be on the show in the next couple weeks, too. But everybody was shocked that it was CBS.
Oh, it's true. Now, David, do you have that plaque somewhere readily to hand? Is there any possibility that you could read that award to us?
Oh, yeah. Let me take it off the wall and see if I can do this with one hand.
The actual wording is...
break the glass.
Yeah.
Okay. I gave it to all before whom come these presents, know ye that, and there's my name and or put in Mike's name or Cheryl's or Dave's name, is hereby awarded this Soldier of Fortune Second Amendment Freedom Fighter Award for 2011, and I love the way Colonel Brown writes, because he says, in recognition of outstanding journalistic prowess in exposing the incompetence, stupidity, and malfeasance of the BATFE regarding Project Gunrunner, your fearlessness, dedication, and persistence is to be admired by all true patriots and Second Amendment supporters. And, you know, Mark, you know that we don't do this because of awards. We do this because we're interested in the truth. We're interested in protecting and preserving the right to keep and bear arms. Still, I got to say, it's a real thrill. I'm very grateful to all involved. I'm especially grateful to Alan Gottlieb. You know, he and I haven't always seen eye to eye, but he's a gentleman, and he's a very kind man. And you know what? We're getting along just fine. So I love it.
Yeah, well, listen. Nobody's more deserving of that award than you guys for what you've done. And in your absence, last week or the week before, Mike was on the program to pick up and continue the updates on Armed American Radio. And it's really great to hear Dave Workman, of course, very active. And you know, I have to go back to this again. Everybody was blown away when Cheryl Atkison's name was mentioned, that CBS News had actually broke this story. I mean, there was actual shock in the room, where people just shook their heads. But
isn't
it's
that
great.
Sad? If you think about it, isn't that sad?
Pathetic,
that
quite frankly.
We cannot trust our watchdog press. The watchdog has become a lapdog.
We have to watch the watchdog to make sure the watchdog does their job.
That's quite the picture there. Can't you just picture some poor homeowner waking up at 2 in the morning, breaking glass? The guy reaches over and shakes his German Shepherd awake and says, okay, buddy, okay, you can bark now.
I actually had a German Shepherd like that once, but that's another story.
Well, the good thing, though, about Atkison is that she came in with no preconceptions. She was very willing early on when she saw the work that Mike and I had done, and we talked with her producer first, and then she talked to us several times, and she was the only one who was not coming in with an attitude and putting preconditions that we had to give up our sources or they weren't going to cover it. I can't tell you how many journalists came in like they were somehow doing us a favor to listen to our evidence, and she was the only one who said, you know, we're going to run with this story regardless, and she was the one that gained our trust and our recommendation to our sources that this is a person that you want to talk to. And I think after we saw the results, Mike and I were both blown away with the quality of the work and the very new ground that she broke. And we're delighted, and I know that CBS hasn't always been on board with the Second Amendment, and that's an understatement, as you all know, but I think that they've done themselves proud with this. We're very happy with the reporting that they've done.
All right. Well, give us an update here. We've got a couple minutes before we go to a break.
Okay. Yeah. There is so much. Gunwalker is the story that keeps on giving. And I've got about 8 points that we need to go through tonight if we're going to cover it all. Let me start real quickly. ISA threatening Melson with contempt for ignoring the subpoena. And CBS is reporting that ISA's investigators are already in Arizona. Congressman Daryl Issa, of course, is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee on Government Reform. And he told Roger Hitchcock the other day, this goes all the way to the top. If you made a decision this felony stupid, you shouldn't be making decisions any longer on behalf of the American people. Now, the one point that he made, and I would like to make sure that there's clarification on this, is this was an approved program designed to get not just the straw buyers, but the bigger fish. It failed to get the bigger fish. And Mark, you know, as we've talked about before, perhaps that's the original intent of Gunrunner, but Gunwalker was something very different.
You better believe it, David. Hold on to that. We're going to talk more about it when we come back after these messages. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. That's David Kodria breaking the ATF story. We'll talk about it in a second. See ya.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
With inflation already rising, it's time to protect your hard-earned money. Call Desert Gold Exchange today, your local gold and silver experts. Family-owned with an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, DGE has better service and pricing than the other dealers. Why pay more for the same gold? Call DGE at 602-787-5950. Be amazed. You can save up to 20% on your investment. Call 602-787-5950, 602-787-5950, or visit dgegold.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Here's great news and a free offer from the dermatologist who co-created Proactiv.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Would you believe me if I told you I could make your acne disappear, leaving you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all of the promises out there, you're smart to be skeptical. So let me prove it to you. I'll send you a 60-day trial of Proactiv risk-free.
Call 1-800-962-2763 for your Proactiv risk-free trial.
Today's Proactiv works faster and is gentler than ever before. The secret is microcrystal medicine that penetrates pores while soothing spa-quality botanicals calm your skin. Proactiv heals your blemishes and prevents new breakouts from happening.
Call 1-800-962-2763 and claim your risk-free trial. And you don't even have to pay for shipping. It's free.
You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let me prove it to you.
Call 1-800-962-2763. That's 1-800-962-2763.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Feel free to jump in here and call us at 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. Email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or twitter.com/AARMark. We are talking to David Kodria, who, along with Mike Vanderbeau and Dave Workman and a number of others, have broken this ATF story wide open. David, welcome back to the show, man.
Good. We were just talking about the inconsistency with thinking that you're going to flood the Mexican side of the border with thousands of weapons and somehow catch Mr. Big at the other end of it. I believe we've spoken about this before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not coming from me. It's coming from the agents at cleanupatf.org, which is a website of so-called dissident agents who are interested in exposing abuse and corruption within the Bureau. And they said early on that this was an operation designed to, quote-unquote, pad statistics, meaning when you find guns at crime scenes that can be traced to American gun shops, connect the dots. What do you think the government is going to use that type of statistical information for?
You know, David, I don't think I can go any farther without talking to you about, because you had to go in there with the, you know, catch Mr. Big. And we have talked about it on Armed American Radio before. Fox is running a story right now, America's Third War is the U.S. Arming Mexican Cartels. Have you seen this?
Yes, I've seen that, and I've seen others from McClatchy as well.
Okay. You know, they found recently, did you hear about the basement in Juarez, Mexico that was found over the last several hours?
The house with all the guns in it, yes.
Yeah, behind the in the workout room, behind the mirrors with the little button on the floor you step on and the mirrors went around like the Adams family.
Weren't there anti-aircraft guns and grenades and things?
Well, yeah, but okay, see, you got it. You beat me to the punch. I love it. There were anti-aircraft guns, fully automatic M16s. There were fragmentation grenades. Now, David, military uniforms?
I was going to say, that sounds to me like military weaponry to me.
No, it's coming from Bob's Gun Shop right across the border.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
It is?
Well,
you
that's
can
what
buy
they...
that stuff at... It was a gun show,
no,
right?
Felipe
gun
Calderon said...
Right?
No, Felipe Calderon said... He said 90% of the weapons are coming from U.S. gun shops across the border, and Obama agreed. So, David, that's got to be false.
Well, you know, I don't know about you, but I was filling my goodie bag with frag grenades over at the NRA convention in Pittsburgh, weren't you?
You know, when I got to the frag grenade booth, you had scarfed them all. I'm kind of upset at you about that.
It sounds like Mr. Big resides north of the Rio Grande.
Well, this is exactly Ooh. Right, because, you know, further evidence, you know, McClatchy Newspapers is now reporting the weapons run the gamut from assault rifles to anti-tank missiles, some of which the U.S. supplied during regional conflicts, they're talking Central America, more than two decades ago. The slippage from military armories occurs regularly, and this is the quote, the feared Mexican organized crime group known as Los Zetas has stolen weapons from military depots in Guatemala three times in recent years, and their source for this is U.S. diplomatic cables obtained from WikiLeaks.
You know, WikiLeaks.
I love that word, slippage. Slippage. There was just a little slippage of those anti-aircraft.
Right. Well, you know, I guess I should agree with Felipe Calderon, right? 90% of the weapons that are coming across the U.S. are coming from American gun shops. He just left out the part under the watchful eye of the Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms Division of the U.S. Justice Department, David.
Well, I think that anyone who has followed Los Zetas knows that they were originally the enforcement arm of the Gulf Cartel, and they were basically rogue military and police officials who decided there was more money on the other side of the law, and they have since branched out on their own, and now they are a rival, and they are a cartel in their own right, no longer just protectors and enforcers. These are very, very dangerous people, and, you know, Mark, we've talked before about how things come up from Guatemala, how things come from the Mexican military that were allowed from U.S. arms dealers to the Mexican government by our Department of State and is part of the ITAR, International Traffic in Arms Regulations, and actual defense transfers and things like this. So, you know, when these people are using anti-aircraft guns and fully automatic machine guns and grenades and things like that, some of it has come from the United States, but it's come from the United States under carefully controlled government programs. And, of course, the semi-automatic stuff that, and I don't think anybody's denying that things flow south of the border. Look at everything that flows north of the border, okay?
Right.
We have a porous border.
Yeah.
Well, you know, last week on the program, you wanted to talk too about Mexicans suing U.S. gun manufacturers. I flipped that over and I said we should sue the Mexican government for failing to stop illegal immigrants from crossing our border and for sending truckloads of cocaine and methamphetamines and weed across our border. You know, this is an absolute joke. But I do want to say this. I thought I saw you passing the AAGB at the at the convention this week, and that's the anti-aircraft gun booth.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, I tried to get it into that plastic goodie bag, and it broke through the bottom. So
I couldn't afford one. The $277,000 for that thing just wasn't in my budget.
But I would like to jump on this Mexico threatening to sue U.S. gun makers because their law firm is a boutique firm called Reed Collins & Cy, and Mike Vanderbo just reported the other day that that President Barack Obama nominated one of their partners, a lady by the name of Maria Garcia Marmolejo, as a judge for the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas. So, you know, not too much
interest
going on there, is there?
That's just...
That's why I love having you on the show.
Interesting.
You just know right how to boil my blood. Marty, come on.
I'm speechless.
I'm not. Does any of that shock you? Does that shock you? Does it shock you, seriously, to what you're hearing? I mean, come on. And now let's couple that, David, with the ATF, or with Holder. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Now we had. Now let's talk about it because you were here. Wayne LaPierre called for his resignation yesterday.
Yep. And
you care to make any predictions?
Very, very. No, they're gonna, you know, go kicking and screaming. I don't think you're going to get Holder unless you get seriousness out of the Congress. And the problem with that is, and I'm delighted to see NRA coming on board making such strong statements on this, there's one further step we need to take, and that is we need to get the so-called pro-gun Democrats on board with this because right now it is exclusively Republicans, okay? Right now it is ISA. Right now it is Grassley. Right now it is Lamar Smith. There are no Democrats, and yet we have all of these A-rated Democrats that have received endorsements. This is not a partisan issue. I do not know whether Brian Terry was a Democrat or Republican. It shouldn't matter. This man was an American hero protecting our borders. He died. This is not a partisan issue. This is a criminal issue. This is an abuse of power by the government issue. Everybody needs to be on board, or they do not deserve those endorsements.
One thing for certain is now that the NRA has stepped up to the plate on this thing, David, is this issue is not going to go away, and not, there's no question in my mind that Eric Holder has this. This is not going to disappear. CBS has picked up on this. Now, you've spoken to Cheryl Atkinson, correct?
Yeah, several times, okay. Over the phone, sure.
Okay, this is not going to go away. Certainly, Holder and Obama know that this is not going to go away. They have to know.
What we need to see now is whether or not executive privilege is invoked. You know, that's been raised as a possibility.
Well, yeah, scary possibility. Yeah, we're going to have to keep our eye on that. David, can you stick around for a few more minutes?
For a few more, yes, I can.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back with Kathy Jackson. We'll be right back with David Kodrian. We'll be right back with Marty Hayes right after these messages.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Think about your important computer files, photos, financial records, contact lists. They may be saved on your computer, but they're not safe. You could lose them in an instant, and just about everybody has at some point, because of a computer crash, virus, or accidental deletion. That's why I have Carbonite Online Backup for my computer. Carbonite automatically backs up the files on your PC or Mac whenever you're connected to the internet, so you don't have to think about it. It takes just minutes to get started, and it's easy to restore any lost files. All for less than $5 a month, $55 a year for unlimited backup. Plus, get anytime, anywhere access to your backed up files from any computer or from your smartphone with a free Carbonite app. Go to Carbonite.com today. Use my offer code Prager for this special offer. A 15-day free trial plus 2 months free with your subscription. That's Carbonite.com. Enter offer code Prager.
At a parent-teacher meeting, Julie worried aloud about her preschooler. "I see Monique on the playground, and she's, well, stubborn," Julie told the teacher. "She waits for others to invite her in, then she wants everything her way, or she pouts." A thought struck Julie. Her own behavior at work was just like Monique's. Julie was slow to initiate, slow to compromise, or share. When people's projects failed to go her way, she acted like, well, like her daughter on the playground. But she could change. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. From the playground to the office to the boardroom, the same essentials identify a team player: openness, generosity, flexibility, and patience. Julie changed. Can you? It's the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Here's great news and a free offer from the dermatologist who co-created ProActive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Would you believe me if I told you I could make your acne disappear, leaving you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all of the promises out there, you're smart to be skeptical. So let me prove it to you. I'll send you a 60-day trial of ProActive risk-free.
Call 1-800-962-2763 for your ProActive risk-free trial.
Today's ProActive works faster and is gentler than ever before. The secret is microcrystal medicine that penetrates pores while soothing spa-quality botanicals calm your skin. ProActive heals your blemishes and prevents new breakouts from happening.
Call 1-800-962-2763 and claim your risk-free trial. And you don't even have to pay for shipping. It's free.
You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let me prove it to you.
Call 1-800-962-2763. That's 1-800-962-2763.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
877-956-9566. Call us, 877-956-9566. We have a call from Jay, is it, Sean?
Yes.
Jay in Houston, Texas, wants to make a comment with David on the air. David Kodria talking about the ATF. Jay, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thanks. It's good to be here. I'm doing just fine.
What do you got? Can you break a story on the ATF, too?
Not quite, but I can make an argument regarding the porosity of the Mexican border, how it's so easy for goods to flow back and forth.
Throw it at us. Let's hear it.
I think it's kind of entertaining. The premise behind gun control is that you can keep guns out of the hands of bad people. But they can't keep marijuana, cocaine, and various drugs that are shipped north of the border out of the hands of bad people anyway. The point being, if you can't get it legally, then people south of the border are just going to start shipping guns along with the cocaine.
Wow, that's an interesting concept.
Sure, we can...
The idea that they can't stop the drugs already, how do they expect to stop guns?
Well, they can't. It's a false premise. It's a false argument to begin with right out of the gate, and you're absolutely right about that. I don't think it really matters what direction it goes. Kathy, you're looking at me. You want to say something about it?
No, you're right. The border is... you think about it. Prisons are really full of drugs. They're full of bad people doing bad things, even though it's 100% control. Bad things still happen. We have this idea that you can stop bad things from happening, but bad things happen anyway.
They happen south, they happen north. Jay, you're absolutely correct. Marty, you want to make a comment? He's absolutely right about that. It is going to happen either direction. It doesn't matter which direction the compass is pointing.
Yeah, I figured out on the break how to get to the bottom of this gun runner issue. That is to get Donald Trump on it.
David, have you talked to Donald Trump yet?
I don't think that, Marty, I haven't met you yet, and I don't want to make our first outing a disagreement, but I just wrote an article about Donald Trump, and basically what I said is that Trump is the wrong choice for gun owners, because not only does he support a ban on so-called assault weapons, okay, he's also for waiting periods and, 72-hour waiting period on it. And Trump is just not a friend of gun owners. He's an elitist New Yorker who has his own carry permit because he can afford it and he has the right connection.
Yeah, David, I'm not going to argue a bit. I don't disagree. I was just referring to the Project Gunwalker and the fact that he was the only one that could turn up Obama's birth certificate, and maybe he can get to the bottom of this for us.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Jay in Houston, thanks very much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. But absolutely a great point. You're absolutely correct about that. It really doesn't make any difference. It's the problem isn't the gun. The problem is the person. And the drug war, it really does exemplify exactly what we're talking about. So thanks for the call. David, you have some other issues regarding this that you want to talk about. I know you're going to run short on time, so
okay.
Throw them out there.
Real quickly, the biggest impediment right now, and I mentioned Republicans and Democrats, Democrats not coming to the fore, a prominent Democrat is actually hampering investigations, and that is another person on ICE's committee, congressman by the name of Elijah Cummings, and he's basically saying, no, you can't be doing this, and he's bad-mouthing ICE and writing letters and saying, you're going to jeopardize ongoing investigations and trying to put the kibosh on this. And the problem with that is that over 2 years ago, I was writing to the committee when Elijah Cummings was on it, and the Democrats controlled it, and I was pointing out all the accusations and allegations coming from cleanupatf.org, and I said, look, this deserves to be investigated. These are agents of the United States government making very serious charges of perjury, charges of abuse, charges of corruption. This requires congressional investigation, and they ignored the pleas to do that. And I was even ginning up readers to write to the committee. They totally ignored it, totally blew it off. Had they done their job then, I submit, the Gunwalker issue with the resulting deaths would not have happened.
Yeah, you told me that last night, and that is very difficult to wrap your head around, the shoulda, coulda, wouldas of this story.
It's heartbreaking.
It really is, and it's disturbing. There's a lot of adjectives you could use to describe what's happening here.
Just think about it. I mean, if you have agents of the federal government complaining about corruption, is it not the job of the House Oversight Committee on Government Reform to look into it and to see whether or not the allegations have merit? And not only did the committee, when it was controlled by the Democrats, ignore it, the media also ignored it. And believe me, we banged pots and pans on that one as well. It was banging pots and pans that finally got Gunwalker to the fore as well. And one item last, because I had an aggressive agenda for tonight, is that ATF did respond to a Freedom of Information Act request that I put in. They were totally non-responsive to it. However, Senator Grassley was able to use some of the emails that were released to me and use this as evidence for another complaint letter to Melson, the ATF acting director, saying that this is indicative of retaliation against whistleblowers. And as an update, I have filed an appeal for my FOIA, so we'll just have to wait and see what that says.
Retaliation, explain.
Basically, harassing and threatening with punishment ATF whistleblowers who have come forward.
Okay, yeah, there's so much involved in this, David. I mean, everything from the hyper-partisanship. You're absolutely correct. When you have a Democrat on a committee who's more concerned about being a Democrat on a committee than he is about, what, two dead Border Patrol agents. And let me ask you this. With these false statistics of 90% of the guns coming across the border from mom-and-pop gun shops, we've all heard this. Have we put that to bed yet with this, with the exposure of Project Gunrunner, Gunwalker, whatever you want to call it? Has that finally been put to bed? Is the truth out, or are we still going to hear it?
No, we're still going to hear it. I've seen it recently in the media, and I've seen it recently in some of the news magazines, and that's one other point I'd like to make. None of the popular weekly news magazines, not Time, not Newsweek, not U.S. News and World Report, none of them have covered anything about Gunwalker, but they both have plenty to say about the American problem of guns going across the border, blaming it on gun shops. And I'd just like to add that Michael Isikoff of Newsweek was part of our information outreach effort early on, and he was one of the ones that had his nose up in the air, and he wasn't going to make a move until such time as you know, sources were turned over to him. And Cheryl Atkinson and CBS got it.
You know, David, you keep saying that. I got to ask you, are you telling me that the investigative reporters are basically refusing to investigate? They wanted you to do all the legwork and everything, and then they were going to swoop in, take your sources, and run with them from there? Is that what you're saying?
Bingo. And there was absolutely no way we were going to put people at risk with people who were showing essentially arrogance. I mean, you know, I'll be flat out. I almost hung up on a CNN producer because the guy came in like he was doing me some kind of favor to call me. And, you know, well, we did report on ATF. I said, yeah, you guys reported on some personnel issues. You didn't even touch the real issue. So don't tell me about your pride of being an investigative journalist and how you have to be more credible and trustworthy than I do. All I have out there is my brand name, and I'm out there without a net. If I trip and fall big time, believe me, it'll be remembered, and I will be discredited, and you know, somebody else is going to have to pick it up after that. So these people are telling me they're the pros, they have more integrity, and their integrity is such that they want us to put our guys at risk and turn them over to people who showed us only arrogance. And again, Atkinson, CBS, good job. They were the only ones who came in and wanted to honestly report.
It's funny to hear that. I have to admit that.
Yep.
David, unbelievable stuff. And you'll come back again next week, and we'll have more information. I mean, no question about it. I really appreciate you coming on. Marty, you want to make a comment before the break real fast?
Yeah, David, on behalf of the members of the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network, thank you very much for your efforts. You are a true patriot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Marty, thank you so much. And I was going to say before I got off that, hey, Mark, I'm going to steal from your guest list. Marty, I'm going to contact you. I'd like to find out more about your organization and tell my readers about it.
Let's do it.
You got it. Ladies and gentlemen, that was David Codrey. Amazing information about the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Expletives, Holder, Obama, and everything else related to the lies coming out of the White House. And that's what it is, lies. This is the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Extreme Shock, the leaders in innovative lethal bullet technology, introduces the new 38 Snubby, a 55-grain bullet traveling at an impressive 1,350 feet per second from a snub-nose revolver, a lightweight, low-recoil round designed to give massive fragmentation inside of soft tissue without the stinging recoil of standard hollow-point ammo. Great for seniors or ladies where recoil could be a problem. Extreme Shock 38 Snubby. Put the sting on the other end. Check out the high-speed video at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
The return of a classic. It's been over 20 years since we introduced the Para P1445. Now, as we celebrate 100 years of the 1911 design, you asked us to bring it back, and we listened. Introducing the original high-capacity 45 ACP 1911, the Para P1445. We've also added a fiber-optic front sight to the P1445, giving you 14-round capacity with the best 3-dot sight system in the world. For more information and to see this legendary pistol, visit para-usa.com. That's para-usa.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67. The Door Sentinel installs on any door in minutes. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress today. To take advantage of this special Armed American Radio offer and to purchase the Door Sentinel, visit armedamericanradio.com. Secure your home today.
Whether you're enjoying a day at the range or out in the field on the hunt of a lifetime, you need the Allegiance On Duty TRP Trauma Readiness Pack. The TRP is much more than a traditional first aid kit and contains everything you need in an emergency to save a life. Airtight, sterile, and waterproof, the TRP is a must-have for every shooter's bag, backpack, ATV, boat, or home. For your TRP emergency pack, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Gallagher, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Yeah, he is filling his prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters. I'm Mark Walters. That's Mike Gallagher. I know Mike Gallagher, and he is filling his prescription for freedom. He filled his prescription for freedom in my studio in Atlanta.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. And I had the time. At that time, we were on 22 stations, and it was a really funny conversation. He had just finished broadcasting nationwide to, I don't know. Hey, Sean, how many stations is Mike on? Do you know?
Ooh, hold on.
150, 160 stations?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was thinking, yeah, about 150.
Oh, the pace we're growing, we'll catch him in a couple weeks, won't we? Right?
Well,
sorry, Mike, but
that's just wrong.
Having said that, we were on 22 stations. It was funny. I walked in the studio and Mike was there. He just got done with his daily broadcast. And I said, Mike, you're not nervous about being on Armed American Radio, are you? I said, you're going to be on 22 stations. It's just going to be a normal conversation between me and you. Don't get scared. Oh, and by the way, you're in my seat. He turned around and looked at me and he went, how you doing? It's great to see you. And off we went on the interview and that was it. And he never did get out of my seat. Got to love the guy. Went to the same high school as my dad did. That's a strange thing, huh?
That's a small world.
We have a call from Bob in Wisconsin. And Bob, go for it. Welcome to the program. You had something to do. I know this is going to anger me because it's about a police chief in Illinois, and if it's what I think it is, everybody around here has some comments. If you've got a radio on the background, I need you to turn it down so we don't get a loop there, okay?
Okay, Mark. Yes,
how you doing?
It's
the police superintendent of the city of Chicago, he went on the news the other day and made a statement to the good citizens of the great city of Chicago that they don't have to worry. There is going to be no concealed carry in the great state of Illinois.
In his city, right?
Yeah, throughout the state of Illinois, he said there is going to be none in this state.
Now, he has, on whose authority? His?
His.
On his authority. So this police chief, where is he a police chief?
He is a police superintendent of the city of Chicago.
Police super. Do you have his name?
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you can get his name, I'll be more than happy to give him a Bonehead of the Week award this week. Marty, the police chief, the police superintendent in the city of Chicago.
Yeah, I'll bet you 2 years ago he was saying that no Chicago resident would ever own a handgun either.
Right.
And that's
right.
Been overturned, right. And we'll overturn the prohibition against concealed carry, too. We will outlast him and all his ilk.
And, Bob, let me make you feel better and listeners feel better. Listen, I want to tell you this, that I had the privilege to talk with Alan Gura and listen to Alan Gura, again, this brilliant young attorney who won the Heller decision in 2008, also had an opportunity to meet with Dick Heller.
I did
this
too.
Week, and he also won the McDonald decision in Chicago, which I personally believe is probably better than 50% responsible for Mayor Daley being found out as a tyrant, tucking his tail as a coward between his legs and refusing to run again because people were on to him. It just took that long. But the good people of Chicago, who know they have a right to defend their lives as human beings, Daley thought, I'm busted. Got to go, and he's going to fade off into the sunset with a lot of stolen money, probably, allegedly.
None too soon for that.
Oh, but anyway.
Too soon for that.
Alan Gura was incredibly forthcoming last night on a number of cases.
He's a rock star.
That
I'll
are
tell
pending.
You what.
Yeah, you know, he said, and let me quote him: "Freedom is coming to Illinois. Freedom is coming to Chicago. Freedom is coming to New York. Freedom is coming to California. I'm Alan Gura, and I'll see you on the radio." Now, that is exactly what he said in his discussion last night at the Second Amendment Foundation event, and that is how he ended his about 10-minute recap of the cases that he's involved in. And he said, freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. And he did name those cities and those states by name. So, Bob, it's encouraging. But if you can find his name, shoot Sean an email. I'd love to. I have limited computer capacity right now, but I would love to give him a Bonehead of the Week. We'll certainly put him on the list.
All righty, Mark. Thank you very much, Kathy and Marty. Marty, I'm a second-year member of your fine organization.
Thank you very much.
Bob, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much.
Bye-bye.
Hey, you know, a police superintendent, the gall. This is my city. This is my state. There, concealed carry will never come
never
here. Hey,
be.
Guess what?
You know, there are an awful lot of states where various anti-gun politicians and anti-gun people of that ilk have said, it's never going to happen here. And there are an awful lot of states where it has, in fact, happened here. I mean, if you look at the map for what has changed from 1986 when Florida passed their concealed carry law to 2011, you look, it's just been a sweeping change all the way across the nation. There are only two states left where there is no provision for concealed carry.
You would
carry.
Think that these large
two
city mayors would figure out that whenever concealed carry comes to these large cities, the crime rate goes down.
Oh, no, that's just an anomaly.
Well,
it's
we had an opportunity
unusual.
To listen to John Lott last night talk specifically and address that issue. And I quote John Lott, I've been unable to. Now, John is a guy that he doesn't care. He's going to report what he finds.
Right.
These are my findings. He doesn't care what the findings are. This is the find. This is what it is.
I can't find the data to support that.
I cannot find the data to support that, he said last night on a number of occasions. And he also made the comment. He said that I cannot find the data to show me. He said in every single city, in every city that has passed it, the crime rate has dropped. He says he went even a step farther. He said it's not even a matter of whether it's been passed. He said in the opposite, the crime rate has always risen.
Mm-hmm.
So you know you can make your own correlation. You can choose to believe it, but that's why he drives the anti-gunners just absolutely ballistically insane, because they can't argue with the facts. And when we come back on Armed American Radio in the next hour, we're going to talk about Florida, because you brought it up. Now my blood's really boiling, because we had a couple bills down there where we'll talk about police chiefs. Now let's talk about sheriffs. can't help myself on this one. But you've got, I had Marion Hammer on the program 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Marion Hammer is just that, the hammer. And if you have a concealed weapons permit, anybody has a concealed weapons permit listening to Armed American Radio today, you owe her a debt of gratitude because she was instrumental in bringing concealed carry in 1987 to the state of Florida, and so goes Florida, so goes the nation in 1987.
I was on a TV show 23 years ago with Marion Hammer up in Seattle.
And she is amazing. She was amazing then. She's amazing now, and she fought long and hard. We talked about the results of what was going to happen, in particular Florida SB 234, which also included open carry. And the Florida sheriffs, three of them in particular that really got my goat, were Sheriff G in Hillsborough County and my stomping grounds in Tampa, Sheriff Coates in the heavily populated, densely populated Pinellas County, Florida, and of all people, Sheriff Grady Judd, a guy that I enjoy watching him work. But you know what? None of you, not one of you, are a fan, not a fan, I'm not even going to say fan, I'll go a step farther. None of you are supporters of the Second Amendment. You lied. They lied. Don't you go to Tallahassee and start off with, I'm a fan of the NRA, I support the Second Amendment, but simply because of a carry method being open versus concealed. If you want to talk tactics, I'll have that debate with you all day long.
Was that Grady Judd?
That was Grady Judd.
I do know one sheriff in Florida that is a rock star, and that is a sheriff in Orlando. I don't know his name, but when we were down there a couple of years ago at the SHOT Show, he's very pro-gun, and he's a good guy.
Well, we'll have to pull up some statistics because the entire Florida Sheriff's Association down there came out against the right of the people to open carry and the parroting of the despicable anti-gun left. We played it, and maybe Sean still has the tape. I don't know. Sean, do you still have that tape of Sheriff Jim Coates in Tallahassee? See if you can find that. Maybe we'll open up the next hour with that. We'll talk about boiling your blood. We played that with Marion Hammer on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. We're talking about your right to keep and bear arms. I'm Mark Walters. I'm joined in the studio today with my good friend and co-author Kathy Jackson and also Marty Hayes of the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. You're based out of Seattle, right?
We are.
Pacific Northwest, a beautiful place. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We're going to have George Hill, the Mad Ogre. It's going to be the roundtable. It's the funnest hour in radio. We'll be talking about specific guns, taking your phone calls, reading your emails. This is the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
Hi, Lisa. This is Georgia. Do you know of any good Christian computer games I can buy Molly for Christmas?
Yes, my Jimmy just loves his Charlie Church Mouse computer game with animated Bible stories. He's having a blast learning about sizes, shapes, colors, math, spelling, and more. It's great for kids ages 2 through 8. Go to inspiredgames.com and use their store locator.
Did you say inspiredgames.com?
Yes, Charlie Church Mouse is at inspiredgames.com.
LB games are available at participating Walmart stores. Available at Family, Lifeway, Mardell, and Berean Christian stores, too.
Good, clean, fun.